After founding their very own video game development club, members have already seen that it's providing valuable creative and career experiences for them in a new and fun way.
Game development allows you to create grand, really cool things that maybe writing can't really do. It's a form of expression that's extremely rewarding in its like visual stylizations, and I think that's why it's a medium worth pursuing.
It was a completely new environment compared to having to do group projects in class. In Video Game Development Club, it was more our own. There weren't specific guidelines, and I found that in the work I'm doing now that it matches that kind of work more than any class project ever did.
It all started with an event held by Appalachian State University's Computer Science Department called APPAC. Both the club advisor Raghavir Mohan and founder Hunter McIntyre participated in the event and saw that there was a growing interest in video game development.
I think 2 years back, I was actually a judge at APPAC, and about 75% of the entries were just games. There were lots of projects, with like four team members or so, and a lot of different people just working together, and it's just fun.
APPAC was like, it's a good environment for making games with other people. And I could have, continued to work with those people that I knew beforehand, but there wouldn't have been a great way to meet other people in different disciplines for future APPACs, which Video Game Development Club has provided an avenue for that.
Video game development is often associated with computer science, and Professor Mohan expresses that many aspects of programming are utilized in video game development.
Lots and lots of topics in computer science are, just being used in games. Topics in AI, deep learning, computational graphics, data structures, algorithms, programming, they're just used so in like so many different places in the field of game design.
But both Professor Mohan and members who participate in the club make clear that this kind of activity can be for anyone, regardless of if they are studying computer science or not.
Right now, I feel that the current academia is so segregated. I mean, I think game design actually brings all of them together, right? I mean, if I want to teach how molecules interact with each other, I can design a game to show that.
One of the things I learned in Video Game Development Club is just kind of looking to people from all sorts of backgrounds and skills, regardless of authority or seniority. But then I found that, my word kind of mattered too. Any ideas I brought to the table were equally considered.
Since the club was established, it's clear that the meeting structure and function has left a lasting impression on those who have engaged with the student organization.
I did learn a lot about managing teams and seeing what can be expected from working as a team and seeing what can work and what won't work and what would need to be done working in future teams.
It lets us take these pent up ideas that we have in our head, and you're able to kind of just like throw up all that stuff into video games, just like exuberate what you want, whatever.
This is not just a weekly meeting where you just come and leave and then you kind of forget for like an entire week and then just come the next week. It's also important that, we take some time, outside of just the meetings and, try to work on it.
I'm Tanner Mazzell, and I've been reporting from Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina.